It's Cookie Lab.
Hi, and welcome to Cookie Lab. I'm Jill.
And I'm Chris. And Jill, I just can't stop thinking about the Rolling Stones.
What? Because that's our other podcast where we talk about music.
That's right, on the Wednesday night podcast. But on this podcast, very rarely do I have a cookie that coincides with the name of a cool rock song.
That's true. I've brought you a brown sugar cookie.
Yeah.
How come it tastes so good? Well, I'm going to tell you.
Oh, I like that segue.
As you know, in our town here, we have a fancy farm stand / gourmet emporium.
Yes.
That I am drawn to on a nearly daily basis.
It's on your way to everywhere.
It really is. And they have in a back corner a large cabinet with glass doors containing
cookies
of about 10 different flavors. They're all large, flat cookies.
Crisp.
Well, there's maybe a coconut one that's kind of taller, but most of them are of the flat variety. They have one that's called Butter Crunch, I think, that has ground up toffee in it that's really, really sweet. They have a ginger molasses that I get sometimes. They have an oatmeal raisin that my kids
they
like.
They have an M&M sometimes,
yep,
I
M&M
think.
Yep, M&M for sure. A couple different chocolate chip varieties. Well, the one they don't have anymore is the brown sugar. Apparently.
Have you asked them?
Well, I remember when they discontinued it.
Oh.
And I was like, what is happening? And they said, oh yeah. I think they said that not enough people were buying it, but I was buying it my life depended on it. And I vowed to get it back in my life, and only just now have I returned to this idea.
Oh, excellent.
So I was seeking a big, flat, chewy, brown sugar flavored cookie, and I searched the internet and found multiple recipes that all sounded very similar. So I thought, okay, this is how it's done.
Like if you see the same process and
yeah,
the same ingredients.
I took screenshots on my phone of 4 different recipes, and then I got out my notebook.
Good. Yeah.
And I was like, flour, butter, and everything was like, oh, these are practically all the same.
Yeah, sure. Oh, good.
So I went ahead and began.
Yes. And
the first thing that happened was that I realized that I didn't have dark brown sugar, which is what the recipe calls for. Now, there's light brown sugar and dark brown sugar. And light brown sugar has, I believe, something like 3.5% molasses. And dark brown sugar has 6.5% or something
like
that.
Yeah, almost twice as much.
So it's more molasses. So
hold on to that fact, listener, because it will become
it's
important
gonna come back.
Later.
So with the light brown sugar, I thought, well, then I will just add some molasses. Because that was the time I had set aside for my laboratory work, and I was just going to go ahead with the recipe.
So you got out your hygrometer and you measured an amount of sugar in the molasses and then did a mixture in your laboratory.
One of the recipes called to add a little bit of molasses. So I was like, this will be fine. I'll add a half a teaspoon something like that of molasses. P.S. I forgot to add the 2 teaspoons of vanilla. I don't think that that's a problem. The flavor turned out fine.
Okay. Yeah.
I would just say that it's a lighter color than I remember the old cookie that was as big as my face, and it's not big enough. This was around a 48 gram or so ball of dough. I think to recreate what I'm talking about, I would make it bigger. And 60. Maybe that would make the inside,
chewier.
More chewy. But I really don't know what this is. I mean, I sampled the dough. I sampled a fragment of a broken one. I don't really know what it's going to be like to bite into the cookie and experience it.
And are we ready to do that?
I mean, I can't think of anything else, so why not?
Yeah, let's go in and taste this cookie. Jill's brown sugar cookie. Well, it is hard on the outside.
It has some cracks.
Yeah, it's cracked on the outside. And did you roll it in sugar?
I did. I had a little bit of raw organic granulated kind of sugar that I rolled it in just for a pretty sparkle and texture.
Like a turbinado or something? Or just raw sugar?
I think it was just granulated.
Granulated.
But like organic
fancy,
or something. Yeah,
fancy,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see how it tastes. Mmm.
I was worried that the molasses would be overpowering, and I don't think it is.
No.
So I think I'll try it again with dark brown sugar and a bigger scoop.
How does it compare to your childhood experiences last year eating the brown sugar cookie?
No, this was like 4 or 5 years ago. I tried to find it on my Facebook because I think I posted about it at the time, but I can't find it. I think it's pretty good.
Yeah,
I think the texture is pretty good.
I expected it to taste more brown sugary and more molassesy, but I can taste the butter and a light caramel flavor, which I would assume is the brown sugar. The bottom has browned beautifully.
I do appreciate it. I would give it a high rank, but also I would continue working on it. Inspired by your invention of a cookie recipe, I'm gonna keep at it.
Okay. What's in the recipe?
Just the usual things. Do you think if I had not forgotten the vanilla, it would have better flavor?
Mm-mm.
No. You know, flour, butter, brown sugar in this case, one egg yolk.
Making it chewier.
To make it chewy. Little bit of salt, little bit of baking powder.
Mm. Simple.
Mm-hmm. And I melted the one stick of butter.
Okay.
And had another stick softened and combined that with the brown sugar.
Oh, that's unique.
It was browned.
That's a unique little brown process. Butter. Like that.
As usual, I chilled it for a longer time than the recipe suggests because of how my life works in segments. When I started baking them, you have to turn the tray halfway through. When I turned the tray, they still looked like spheres, but yep. Then by the end, they were flat.
Oh, magic. Magic.
All baking. That happens in the last six, seven
baking
minutes.
Baking soda.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
It stays tall and then spreads.
Oh, it's delicious. It's a great cookie. It's a great everyday.
And like gluten-free,
one
you
every
can't
morning.
Even tell, you know?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Or we may not be able to anymore.
Okay.
How was your brown sugar?
It was fine. It was a fresh bag.
A fresh new bag of brown sugar. Nice. No clumps.
Not a hard rock.
Have
there
ever,
is a box in my cabinet right now that's a rock.
Have you, yeah. And have you ever tried to like grate it to get the brown sugar off?
Or? No. I've microwaved it with a wet paper towel.
Yeah.
Which I've read you can do, but then you have to like use it then and there.
I once put several pieces of bread in a very large bag of brown sugar.
Have we talked about this? Because I feel like you told me that before, and I had forgotten completely about it until just this moment.
Well, see, and it's good to repeat sometimes on the podcast.
Maybe.
Because I'm sure our listener has forgotten.
Maybe they missed that up. Right, just like I had forgot all about the brown sugar cookie that used to dominate my week.
The bread works really nicely.
Okay.
And I had a big bag.
But how long can you leave the bread in there? Won't it start to get moldy?
Well, you don't need to leave it in very long. You just
A minute. So this is like you're saying this is a method of what to do when it is hard?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Because there's also things you can do to prevent it from getting
there
hard.
There is. Well, let's get into that.
Okay.
Okay. So as you said, and also baking expert Rose Levy Birnbaum.
Of Rosie's?
She is quoted everywhere when you ask any question about brown sugar and the amount of molasses in it. She seems to be the expert. So according
to
her,
go-to.
Light brown sugar, as you said, has 3.5% molasses and dark brown sugar has about 6.5. And it's the molasses that gives it its distinctive color and soft, malleable texture. It's just sugar with molasses in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's got this nice, soft texture.
It's a totally different flavor and a totally different texture.
Like to make a scrub with it.
Yo, sure.
Yeah.
For your feet.
Or just under my jowls here.
Oh, yeah?
It keeps it smooth and...
You need smooth jowls?
But when brown sugar is exposed to the air for any length of time, the molecules in the molasses, the water molecules, evaporate.
Yeah. So that's why it's like a different texture. It's like, it's kind of, the granulated sugar is like sand that can sift through
exactly,
your fingers.
Yeah.
And the brown sugar is like wet sand,
like
kind of.
Wet snow almost.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very distinctive, I would say. It's got a very distinctive feel. But when the moisture in the molasses evaporates, that's what makes the brown sugar hard.
Yes.
The sugar crystals actually stick to one another as the molasses dries out.
Yeah. So it's like a brick.
And it becomes a solid brick.
Yeah.
Completely unusable.
Totally solid. Yeah.
Yeah. Why doesn't white sugar harden like brown sugar?
You mean like white sugar doesn't even have the molasses thing on it to begin with? Why would the removal of the molasses make
Well, you're not removing the molasses. You're,
I mean, the
you're
water.
Evaporating the water.
There's no water. There's no water in the granulated sugar to begin with.
There's much less. Yeah. The moisture content of white sugar is between 0.2 and 0.4%.
So small.
Yeah. The moisture content of brown sugar is 2 to 4%.
Oh.
Moisture. A lot more moisture in that brown sugar.
Still. You're removing
but
the
moisture. But you would think if you got it down to the...
Why wouldn't it just be like white sugar?
Why wouldn't it just be like white sugar? I do. I'm glad. Oh. I'm glad you asked. So, white sugar is pretty dry to begin with, right?
Yeah.
And the sugar crystals...
Wait a minute. What's it? What about a sugar cube?
Yeah. So, add a little moisture from the air. Add a little moisture from the air to white sugar.
Yeah.
It will clump together.
Okay.
Have you ever opened a package of sugar and had some clumps in it?
Yes. I had to throw one away recently, actually. So it got some moisture in
it. Well, if you leave it in your garage, like over the summer or something like that.
I can't even imagine what would like take root in there if I left it in my, garage is so damp.
Oh, wow. It's going to clump. If you add enough moisture to it,
so
it's
you're
going to
saying.
Clump. Just like brown sugar.
But brown sugar is the opposite. If it's if it gets exposed to air,
yes!
It clumps.
So what? So we're coming to some...
We're converging.
Converging. To some common point.
A specific hygroscopy.
So brown sugar has a moisture content that's higher than the, let's call it the sticking point.
Okay.
The point at which the sugar crystals stick together and form a brick.
Okay. Brown sugar is wetter than that point.
Has a
white sugar is drier than that point.
Right. That sticking point seems to be just below 1% moisture content.
Okay. Well, that makes sense based on the percentages we discussed earlier.
Yeah. If you lower the moisture content of the brown sugar to about 1% moisture.
Down from 2 to 4.
Yeah. It's going to form a brick. If you... raise white sugar to 1%.
From the 0.2 to 0.4?
0.2 to 0.04.
0.02 to 0.04?
So 0.2 is the high.
Yeah.
0.04
is the low. Oh, so 0.04 up to 0.2.
Yeah.
Okay, I misheard you. I think that there should be a name for it if there isn't already.
It's the sticking point. Here on Cookie Lab.
It should be called the Chris and Jill point.
Yes.
Or the... Listener, if you have an idea for to name this awesome piece of
culinary
science.
Yeah, so far we have the
science,
Cookie Lab Golden Ratio.
Which doesn't work.
We have the Cookie Lab Sticking Point for sugar. Do you know how to fix that in both cases?
No. Are you going to tell me?
Yes.
Okay.
The brown sugar bear.
Yeah. So this guy is like a special terracotta shape. It can be, almost always a bear, but not necessarily.
No, it can be anything.
You make him wet.
It can be anything. Yeah.
And then you put him in the bag of sugar.
Yes.
And he maintains the correct...
You soak this disc or this bear. Mine's a disc with a maple leaf on it.
Okay.
You soak it in water for 20 minutes. And then you bury it in your bag of brown sugar.
And that affects all the sugar in the bag, not just the sugar that it's touching.
Exactly. Yeah.
And it doesn't ruin it in any way.
It helps maintain the perfect moisture level for about 3 to 6 months.
I think we should be selling these on our big cartel shop.
We should have them with a lab on
yes.
them. Yeah, with Coda or Sadie.
Or Tuca.
With Tuca or Sadie.
That would be so cute. I would buy it.
Now, here's the other thing.
Oh, but wait, there's more.
Wait, there's more. And not this often gets overlooked. When the terracotta bear or maple leaf is dry,
yeah,
it absorbs moisture to keep your white sugar.
Well, how
from
long?
Clumping.
I think it's limited. It's like 3 to 6 months. It's not like forever. It will the right. 20 minutes. The original 20 minutes in water lasts forever. You have to pay a little bit of attention to it.
Yeah, but it's going
and you're
going
to use that brown sugar much faster than that if you're a cookie baker like us.
Oh well, we just go through so much.
Yeah, I've got like 6 pounds of it at my house.
Yeah, but the regular household, it tends to sit around for a while.
Yeah. Y'all should
you
be baking more
also
cookies.
Also do it with pretzels.
Pretzels?
Put a dry sugar bear in your pretzel bag after you've opened it.
Okay, I thought you meant I should put pretzels in my brown sugar.
I told you we would laugh during this segment.
I should have believed you.
When dry, the brown sugar bear will absorb moisture to keep pretzels, crackers, and chips moisture-free and fresh.
So how many of these do you think one should have in one's home?
7.
Right now I have 0, so...
You should have 1 for your white sugar that's dry. You should have 1 wet one for your brown sugar. You should have 1 for your pretzels, 1 for your chips, and 1 for your crackers.
So and you a need spare 5. One.
Yeah.
In case, just in case.
In case you open case another you, bag of brown sugar.
Or like drop one of them and it shatters.
Oh, yeah. No. I've never done that. I have 1. It's in my brown sugar. But I'm going to buy more and put them all over the house.
But for, yeah, just hang them.
I'm like going to keep some in my
put
socks.
Put it in your sock drawer. Yeah.
No, while I'm wearing them. Oh. Keep my feet nice and dry. Or
you need that in your job.
Yeah. Or I'm just going to sit and stand guard of these brown sugar cookies. And as anybody else reaches for them, I'm going to say,
keep your paws off my brown sugar cookies.
Right. Until next week.
Brown sugar.
When we
how
make
come it is a
different cookie.
Okay. See you then.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
It's Cookie Lab.